yes, yes, yes. We in here, y'all. We definitely in here, bringing you the news that you can use. Yeah, on this Wednesday morning, 3/16/2022, according to the Gregorian calendar. Just want to thank y'all this morning for sliding through. You know, the morning drip. Let me get this away from this microphone this morning. Turn it down, son. There we go. There we go. Let me turn that thing down, son. Let me check it out. So, again, once again this morning, thank y'all for coming through to the morning drip. Let me make sure my sound's crisp so I can take my headphones off and go on the mat. Okay. So, yeah. I want to thank y'all this morning for coming through to the morning drip. Sweet Mind Bay on Blog Talk Radio. We'll go get into this news this morning and figure out our situation, as we always strive to do. That's what we get up. That's what we bless every morning that we awaken. We're blessed to get it together. You know, it's been a long journey, but it's time to get it together, man. It's time for the family to wake up. It's time for us to come together. It's time for us to take the blindfolds off and see the reality, see what's going on around us, bear witness to the truth, and then move out. That's what it's about. Bear witness to the truth and then move out. You see what's going on. You see what's been going on for a long time, you know. But we've been taught and trained a certain way to stay in your place. You know, where is your place? See, the people who know who fighting for the race and pushing forward know their place. That's why they pushing forward. But when you see us and you hear us, you gasp. Oh, man, he didn't say that. Oh, no, they didn't do that. Oh, don't you just pay Caesar what Caesar got coming to him. Yeah, Caesar got something coming to him. Yeah, but it ain't from us. We done did all we can do for Caesar. We done help Caesar all we can help Caesar. We done build Caesar up all the way to the top. Man, it's time to do for self now. Self-preservation. Man, we done built their kingdom up. Yeah, if we could build their kingdom up, then we damn sure could build our own kingdom up. Amen. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. Hallelujah to that. So that's what we own. That's the building and destroying that we're trying to do. And we got to kill this weakness in ourselves. We killing ourselves, man. That's the cold part about it. We game goofy when it comes to that. We think we sharp and tough and slick and hip, man. But we the ones getting rained on. The joke is on us. The Monopoly game is on us. We playing in the game, and we just sitting here rolling the dice, going all around the board. And every time you roll, you're nervous. I know it, because I be nervous, too. You're nervous, because you don't know where you get to land. Because you know you ain't got a damn thing on the board. And you got to go get yours from everybody else, outside sources. Everything that you do, your whole life has to come from an outside source. If that source of input stops for you, then you have to go find somewhere else. See, if no, do it yourself. So we are beggars. We are consumers. And that's what we're looked upon as. So today, that's what we're going to get into. We're going to get into how much does the black community spend. We're going to look at the minority groups and see that and see our buying, how much we spend and what our buying power can be. But in order to do that, we got to work together. See what I'm saying? You got to work together. So you got to start off with a blueprint at home. You got to get the house in order. If you got children of age, you got to start conditioning them, teaching them. Y'all start learning economics. You know, what real value and money and stuff is. You know, not what's going on. And give them a good education in economics. You know? And invest in sound and starting off young entrepreneurs and stuff. Not sitting back waiting for somebody to give you something. Nah, beggar nation only go get what somebody throw to you. You at the mercy. So that's what we find ourselves. We at the mercy. If the industry shut down right now, we dead. We hit. We slaughtered just right now. If everything shut down, they sell gas $6-$7 in California. People can't afford that. They going to be stealing, siphoning gas. Your car not going to even be safe. People going to be stealing, cycling gas. People can't afford that. See how easy they could crush us? They could crush the little people quick. See, if you go see who ball, everybody talk about that. Oh, they getting it, get into the bag, and then complaining about gas prices. See? Shit, when you get into the bag, the gas don't mean nothing. You go put your car at the pump, fill it up, whatever the price is, you pay it and keep on going because you got to push and you got stuff to do. But you can't do that when you ain't got it going on. See, so you got to understand what's going on in this economy and how it's designed. It's designed to get all the money that gets extracted out of us. It's designed to crush the little people. So that's why we got to come together. We got to come together. We got to get our land. Got to come together. We got to nationalize. That's what this is about. That's about, pooling the resources together. Yeah, that's what it means. Pulling the resource together. Now, when Muammar did that, when our brother did that in Libya, they went over there and got on his helmet. That was their country. He ain't did nothing. Nobody else in the world did. And he took that country from the poorest country in Africa to the top standard in Africa. Sure did. They didn't tell that part of the story, though. They didn't tell that part of the story that everybody, they kicked the European oil companies out of there, British, Exxon and all them people, Shell kicked them all out of there. Oh, they're stealing the resources. Yeah, he did when he took over. Yeah, he got the people out of there who weren't doing that for the people. He took over. Yeah, he bulldogged, kicked the people out of there who was oppressed. People and took over, and when he took over, it was good for the people. They had free land, free education, free health care. When you get your land, you have to grow on your land. A certain portion of your land you have to grow. They give them seed to grow, and a part of it go back to the national treasury to help the people. Nobody poor, nobody down. Your education on your medical and stuff free, and you got to give back parts of your hours to the community doing community work in the health care. Yeah. See, they didn't tell you that, the United States of Africa. Yeah, they had Farrakhan on the seat. Yeah, speaking for the people, speaking for our voice, instead of having them Europeans on there. And this ain't hate, but the European been misrepresenting us. He been representing us as black, and we not black. And Muammar Gaddafi said the black men of America, the black men of America go run the world again. He just used the word black for the sake of people don't know nothing else. So if blacks never ran the world, then he just letting you know who you are. If he said again, that means you ran the world before. But Equestria wasn't under the name black, because we the first person to go run under that name, black. Yeah, and using it as like it's a national name, black. I'm black. Like that's say it loud. I'm black and I'm proud. That's a national name. Like that's a national flag. You don't even have a flag. How can you be proud to say that? You don't even have a flag. You don't have a land of your own or nothing. There's no black land. Everybody who got the seat at the table got a flag, a constitution, got a land. And I quote, Donald Trump said it best in the news on the world camera. He said, it's safe to assume that if you're not at the table, then you're on the menu. We don't have a seat at the table. Our we're always represented by somebody else's interest, called the United States, which is a federal corporation. District of Columbia and its territories. They doing business. Yeah, they doing business. Military. So we don't understand that. So this is about getting ourselves together, getting our families together, and understanding that. Look what's coming down the pipe. Look at it. We on the Walking Dead pages. That's why it was a hit movie. That's why everybody drawn to it and they was watching it. I don't watch dumb stuff like that because I know it's just talking about us. It's the people they talking about. It's putting it right in your face. But this is what's going to happen. Yeah, the urban cities and stuff ain't going to be no more. Everybody around there renting. Everybody around there don't got nothing. That's going to be the first places to go down. That's going to be the first places they put the pillars up on the freeway where you can't get out of there in no cars. Yeah, what you think the freeways are set up and designed for? All the National Guard got to do is bring out them cement pillars and put them out on the freeway, and you can't even get on or off the ramps. You're going to be stuck inside the city. You didn't know that? That's part of their military act. You got to go start reading. You got to go start reading some of their stuff that's declassified, stuff you can read. In the case of emergency, what they going to do? The urban city is going to be shut down. So y'all ain't going to be doing nothing but robbing, stealing, looting and stuff anyway. We'll start shooting each other off and killing each other off, burning it down. They're going to come through there and wipe you out, slaughter a whole bunch of people. And then the people who can't do nothing will have to get on foot because you can't leave on no car. So if your house ain't got shit, your landlord trying to kick you out, people running around looting and stuff, you trying to stay up in your house, and then people going door to door trying to find food and shit, eventually you got to come up out that house, get killed or something, Then you got to go start trying to find somewhere to get to your folks. If you got some cell phone power, your cell phone out. Do you got supplies? Do you got water? See? Do you got a system set up of people that y'all can network and help each other? No, it's going to be chaos. Anarchy. See, it seems like it's too far-fetched, but it's not. It's the reality. That's reality. Look how when the COVID started. Look how they did at the grocery stores. Look how the banks was. Lines closed. You couldn't even get your own money. They want to give it to you how they want to. You see what I'm saying? They could pack a bag. Those are private bankers. Those are private banks.
Everybody has the option to be a private bank. Those are private bankers. Those banks that you put your money in, the private bank. The national treasury is the treasury, the bank. The real bank is the treasury. That's where the people's at. That's where the people's money at, in the national treasury. See, y'all got it all confused. They put up these systems. That's a private banking system that you're paying taxes into, and you go start messing with the IRS because you don't understand the codes and the language because you wasn't taught to read. You wasn't taught economics, which is the story of this theme today. It's for us to learn economics. Wasn't taught that in school. Wasn't taught none of that type of stuff. Constitution, none of that type of stuff that makes you elite and wealth building is nation building. No nation building teaching. Because you're a nationless, stateless people. That's what black is. Keep saying it all you want to. You black and you proud. You could be proud all you want to, but that status means nothing other than subject servitude. That's what it means. And everybody in the world knows that, except the people who wear it so proudly. Pharaoh, let my people go. Hey, follow us at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group for your do-it-yourself ebooks. We're going to come out with exclusive ebook that's coming out on business formation for fundability, not just going to get your EIN and going to FAL. No. We're talking about, hey, everybody know, okay, you got an idea and you want to go get some money, and everybody figure they got to get on the ground and go get it. Negative. If you know how to form business right, you ain't even got to get on the ground. They're going to give it to you. They're going to give you the bread, and then you could go really pursue your dreams, what you have in your mind's eye. So that's what this is about. That's what we do here. So Legal Empowerment Group is in corporation with us. And the Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group, that's where you do it yourself. And then follow us, go over to our website. It's LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. You leave the information and you book something with us or something in the archives you like, you want to get more familiar with, you want us to help you with forming your business, form your business so you can get some bread. And I'm talking about shortly, like your business will be up, man. You do what you're supposed to do. 90 days, you're going to see the difference. 6 months, you're going to be like, okay. Be like, now, you're going to see stuff popping up that you wasn't getting in your regular life. Yeah, you're going to have more gas cards and all kinds of stuff popping up for big amounts than you have in your regular life, because business credit is 10 times to 100 times more than personal credit. Yeah, because all this is a corporation. They want to get the businesses money. It's corporate business going on. See? So that's what this is about. So, and also, if you want to get know how to get these people sending y'all letters and stuff, harassing you, calling you, talking about you owe debts and stuff, yeah, we'll get on them. Let us handle that. We'll get you repaired. We'll teach you a lot. We got, like I said, we got an ebook coming out on that too. I'm gonna teach you about the credit. What we call it, credit repair, but it's not so much credit repair. It's just how to get in their pocket. See, because they do violations. Okay, when they contact you, they violate you. Okay, whether it's in writing, whether it's in a phone call. Okay, so what we do is we're gonna get this ebook. We'll put this ebook together. Just go walk you through, teach you how. Okay, they harassing you. They messing up your score. You're gonna want to get compensated. Okay. You wanna charge for those violations. You wanna charge them and see how they get out the way, and you start getting them checks from them, because they got more money than us, the big corporations, and these people who sending these so-called credit collectors, debt collectors. Okay, you wanna play that game, so we're gonna teach you the code. Okay, so we're gonna have a code book, a code cheat book. All right? So we'll be having that come together. So like I said, Instagram and Legal Empowerment Group and LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. And also, take finance to upraise the nation, y'all. Look, if we don't help each other, it's not going to help. It's not going to happen. Who's helping us? Who's uplifting us? Who's feeding the black community? Is Walmart, do you see Walmart sitting out there in the black community all these years? They sitting up in there. Do you see them coming back doing feed the hood programs? Do you see them giving back to the hood? But you go spend each household, go spend $600,000 a month at Walmart. You probably go one time and get groceries, one or two times, and then you go through there multiple times during the month. Shit, you're giving Walmart all your money, and they're not giving nothing back to you. So we'll teach you ways that you can find, and we learn how to spend our money with people that's going to grow for us. hey, we're going to get us business fronts. We're going to get us straw men. That's what business is, corporation. We're going to stay private and be flesh and blood people outside of the jurisdiction of corporations that's trying to suppress and oppress us, and then we're going to create fictions that do business. That's what they do, create fictions, but we're not going to be liable. When you do business, you're not supposed to be liable. So why is it that we becoming liable in a system that's all business? It's all cursed, commercial, all commerce. We don't understand that. We keep going to jail, prisons. We keep getting fined for all this stuff that has nothing to do with flesh and blood, natural people. It's all for corporations when they're pulling you over, playing the game, license and registration. They figuring that you in commerce. They figuring that you traveling for trade. Yeah, that you got some business going on. Yeah, because you didn't agree to the contract of the state that you didn't read and didn't understand that they was a commercial agency. You thought they was a government agency or something, some agency that had to be the sanction that you have to have. No, you volunteered into that agreement. You contracted with them. You could have drove all your life without a license. Hell, you ain't doing nothing but going to grandma's house, Paul's house, whoever house you're going to, wherever you're going to. As long as you ain't in trading, you can have a pounds of weed in the car. Hell, you ain't going to sell it to nobody. They ain't got you on no tapper. They're going to do no crime. So what, they pulled you over, and all of a sudden they see you got this in your car. What you pulled me over for in the first place? I'm not even under your code. Now you wouldn't think you could come grab me because you see where all this stuff was in the car. That's my personal property. I'm going back to the farm. You don't got no recollection of me doing nothing. You don't have no suspicion of me. When they pull you over, they're supposed to have a suspicion. Either you in an emergency and need our assistance because you are serving and we're a civilian and we've got the highest authority over you, or you got me as a suspect. If you don't got me as a suspect, what the hell you done pull me over? Talking about speeding, not put on a blinker. Who did I harm with that, man, if you don't get on out of here? See, that's natural law. That's common law. I ain't harm nobody. Okay, have a nice day, man. That's for the people in your world. I'm not in your world, man. That's what it just comes down to. I'm not in your world. It comes down to jurisdiction. And even if the plates are in their jurisdiction, hell, you could be a foreigner from anywhere and have to use a rental car. So quit thinking you got to have this certain same type of ID and stuff in our pocket. These are the type of stuff that's holding us down in our demonstration. Because this is where all your black dollars are going. That's all the taxation. It's distortion all around the board. You can boop, boop, boop. You can't bip, bop, a fart without getting hit upside your head. Stars and bars. That's what you see from the red, white, and blue flag. This is what it represents. It got stars on there, and it got bars on there. And that's all we see is stars and bars. Hit upside our head, dizzy. Don't know what's going on. Bars behind jail. Locked up, caged up in the world. We in a world confined like Jack in the Box. And all our expenses is going to pay fees. Stuff that has nothing to do with us. This is our land. We at home. Martin Luther King told us that. Man, he told you he had a dream. Y'all must have been feeling. Y'all must don't dream. Y'all must don't have elusive. Really, them. Y'all must have elusive dreams. Y'all must don't have no real dreams to just be, you know, the visuals. Forget calling a dream just visuals. Stuff being brought to you. Yeah, he went inside himself, his ancestors, his people. Hold on, y'all got it messed up, man. This place, this hemisphere was full of us. Come on, yeah, the black man, the one getting put down because this was our home. It was full of us when the Euros came over here. Talking about a new world. Yeah, it was new to them, but this shit, it was populated. How you think we was living? What you think we just lived under a piece of straw? We civilizers. So whatever time of that day, we was modern for that time of day. Whatever time of day that they seen us, we was more modern than them. We was more plush than them. We was flourishing more than them because obviously because they had to come take what we had. Y'all better wake up. Huh? Obviously, we was them boys. They had to be jealous of and see what we had going on and slid up under us like, damn, they got it going on. And we live so humbly and peacefully. They like, damn, they got it going on and don't even know it. They got to be backwards heathen. They run around half naked. They got all this shit up under their feet. Yeah, we knew what we had. It's for the world. We civilized the world with it. We know how to distribute it. That's why the rivers are ran like they is. That's why the Mississippi, the now. You don't know that. You don't know that. You don't know that you at home up and down the Mississippi. You could go up into Canada from the Mississippi. You could go down into the Gulf of Mexico from the Mississippi. Say that then. That's just the Mississippi. What about east to west? Man, they got all kinds of rivers, the Missouri, the Colorado, and if you watch it, the Seven Rivers run through there. Man, there's so many rivers through there. I didn't travel, but I know. And that stuff run all the way to the West Coast, all the way to the Bay, all the way to L.A. It sure do ride all the way in. Talk about trapping. Yeah, we were trapping, circumnavigating the Grove. That's what Moors are. The first navigators using Venus. They call it the North Star. Circumnavigated the Grove, mapped it out for civilization to come in. Man, so that's what needs to be understood. So I pulled up this demonstration this morning. I hope y'all all right out there. Hey, don't forget to check Miss Queen Kitty out for the feminine hygiene products at queenkitty.net. That's queenkitty.net and Queen Kitty at Instagram. I told y'all fellas, man, hey, you know, I know y'all like some new things, some new forms, man, some new cars, man, but if you got an old whip, you know, you got to pump the gas a few times, and then, you know, to warm up, and they got some good gel for that, some good tightening gel, some of that. Yeah, I ain't lying, I have it back. Oh, yeah, I had that thing back, man. So check Miss Queen Kitty out, man. Queen, KITTY.net. And that Queen Kitty at Instagram. Get your girl something, man. Got some stuff on there. Get your girl a kid or two. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, so I had pulled up a report. Okay, you know, you got to Google and look through the right stuff. And more than importantly, you got to get your subscription to, like, the Law Library of Commerce and stuff like that. You want to get official records and stuff so people won't dispute, hey, this come from them, man. This is what they said. This is their information. So you can use it against them, you know. And that's what I do. So this is a Business and Economy Campus News Society and Culture UGA report. Minority groups driving U.S. economy. This was from 2017 by a guy named Matt Weeks. I guess it's a guy. It might be a woman in this world we live in now. Ain't no telling, but it's by Matt Weeks, whoever that is. Atlanta, Georgia, 2016. U.S. Hispanic buying power was larger than the gross domestic product of Mexico. That's just one of the telling statistics that illustrates the unprecedented economic clout of U.S. minority groups in the latest multicultural economy report from the University of Georgia Terry College of Business. Look, they got the business colleges. See, we don't know nothing about that. They're talking about business, economics. Published by the Seelig Center for Economic Growth, the report estimates that the nation's total buying power reached $13.9 trillion in 2016 and predicts it will hit $16 trillion by 2021, with minority groups making the fastest gains. For example, African-American buying power, estimated at $1.2 trillion in 2016, will grow to $1.5 trillion by 2021, making it the largest racial minority consumer market. Consumer market. But we the poorest in the pocket. But we spend the most money. That's what that says. Buying power is the total personal income of residents that is available for spending after taxes. It does not include money that is borrowed or saved from previous years. The Seelig estimates its buying power statistics by applying economic modeling and forecasting techniques to data from various federal sources. Okay? So, did you hear that? So listen to this. The combined buying power of blacks, Asians, and Native Americans, listen, it's all one people now. The combined buying power of blacks, Asians, and Native Americans is estimated to be $2.2 trillion in 2016, a 138% gain since 2000. The same time period saw the buying power of Asian Americans grow by 222%, Native Americans by 164%, and blacks by 98%. All of those markets are expanding faster than the buying power of whites, which increased by 79%. Go to the black buying power. African Americans constitute the nation's largest racial minority market. However, the buying power of Hispanics and ethnic minority group is larger. Listen, now how is that? See, they know how to work together. Black buying power increased 98% from 2000 to 2016 and will comprise 8.8% of the nation's total buying power in 2021, according to the Seelig Center. We're seeing many more African Americans starting and expanding their own businesses, with the number of black-owned firms growing 34% between 2007 and 2012 alone, Humphrey said. African Americans also continue to become more highly educated, which should allow proportionately more blacks to enter occupations with higher salaries. Where blacks spend more? Natural gas, electricity, shoes, phone service. Ain't that something? So you know where to go get them, huh? Shoes and phones, huh? Where blacks spend less? New cars, furniture, health care, education, and pensions. So we're spending on, look at that. Now, that's their report now. That's they did the report on it. So we're spending on natural gas and electricity. So if you had your own land, you know, that'd take care of the natural gas right there. Then you got, that'll take care of those problems. Then you got shoes and phones. Like, this is not even a necessity. This is like, you got to have some shoes, of course. These are like, comes into needs and wants. Okay. Now, where blacks spend less? New cars. New furniture, healthcare, education, pensions. But more on shoes and phones and spend less on healthcare and education. Just to name the two, right? You know. Okay. So that's deep right there. So let's go to this other report that I was reading here. That's one. The black consumer, a $300 billion opportunity. They just got reports all over the internet about a $300 billion opportunity serving the emerging black American consumer. They setting up markets. There's a big market to be unearthed if companies meet the real needs of black consumers. See, now they act like they need you. Act like these people don't know that you're the number one consumer. Huh. For decades and decades, black consumers have been regularly overlooked by companies that don't see them as their priority demographic. Yeah, right. Black consumers continue to be underserved in areas such as food, housing, healthcare, broadband, and banking. Essential needs are going unmet because of decisions made by companies. Yet these companies may well be missing the chance to cultivate a significant emerging market. With a little ingenuity and deeper analysis, companies may find that serving the black American consumer will allow them to tap into significant value while contributing to a meaningful economic revival. So now they go educate themselves to be civilized. Well, let's civilize them now. They're getting into business now. Hey, let's start cultivating these markets, cultivate these markets so they can expand and grow too. It's going to help us. They're pushing the economy, putting their money now into this, so we got to follow the trend. So we got to help them come up with this because they're going to put money into our coffers. That's what they say. Black households who have more income being 13.4% of the U.S. population, black households accounted for just under 10% of the nation's in 2019. Because black workers bring home smaller paychecks, they have less money to work with every month, especially after accounting for debt. So they can't put an invest in nothing. Nonetheless, companies that interpret this data as proof that there's little profit in serving black consumers are making a big mistake. Many years of underserving the black community have created significant opportunities for companies that are willing to look beneath the surface. There are two significant strategies for companies to pursue: expanding local access to goods and services and creating offerings that are better tailored to the needs and preferences of black households. We estimate that companies filling these needs could tap into $300 billion of value annually. That's a significant reason for innovative companies in the United States and globally to compete for this market. The state of the black consumer. Y'all all right out there? Okay, make sure y'all all right. We're rolling now. Let's see where we at. Okay. There's no denying that black consumption has been constrained. Excuse me. And while it's growing quickly, that growth is starting from a lower base. The steadily rising cost of housing, healthcare, and higher education needs that are foundational to the quality of life and the possibility of future mobility are eating up a larger share of household budgets for all poor and middle-class American families, particularly for black households. Okay, so the cost of housing, healthcare, and education. The share of expenditures black households direct to these three categories rose from 38% in 1984 to 45% in 2019. So spending more money on those things, don't have less that's the spin on and dancing. Our analysis of publicly available but previously uncompiled microdata from the Census Bureau's Consumer Exponential Survey shows that black households spend a smaller share of their income than white households, although more goes toward the basics. This has not, however, translated into more liquid savings. More money in black households goes to giving financial support to extended family, serving higher student debt burdens, and paying higher interest rates on various consumer loans. McKinsey recently surveyed 25,000 Americans to get their views on economic opportunity and the obstacles they face to achieving it. Black respondents were most likely to say that their level of debt had increased over the past year, and they were 50% more likely than white respondents to say that they had student or medical debt.
See that? Okay, let me grab this over here. Okay.
Beneath the sobering realities, however, is a market with substantial buying power and influence and plenty of upside for the future. See, the first thing they said is you got buying power and influence. See, they use you, they prostitute us and sell us to the world. Oh, this is the black culture, but it's their culture. They don't want to benefit off of it because the whole black America poor. But this culture has been sold to the rural. You sell everything from Pepsi to Sprite to all the movies, TV shows, all the advertising. They use the culture. They sell it to the rural with the pants tag sagging down and the bands to the woman. Pull undress the woman, yeah, and throw money at her and degrade the whole nation while they eat and get wealthy. And we just be consumers. But we got all the buying power. We keep our stuff at home and build these, create stuff for ourselves. Create industries for ourselves right at home and start networking with each other. Stop hating. Let's come together with ideas. Right side the family. Let's come together. Right family members. Come together. Don't take no time. All it takes to sit down, have talks like men and women, sit down, put the blueprint together, put the money in, whatever people can put the 40 in, and start working just like that. Have some of the elders who are good at money and trustworthy to be the trustees of the estate, the trust that we're forming. Yeah, and then we get to it. And start having stuff and start making advances. Yeah, use our economic power, our buying power together. Our buying power together is what's going to build our corporation, our trust up that we build. We'll build a trust and put a corporation up under it, an LLC up under it. Multiple links. So we got different industries because all of us do different things. So that's what we formed, the trust. And then we formed up the LLC, right? The corporation. I mean, we'll form the trust. Then we go form the corp. Then we go form the LLC. This will be family business, okay? Okay? We put in initial funds, okay? And then we put in monthly funds, huh? Okay? How hard is that? And then we ain't got to put a price on you. Put in what you can. The more of us, the merrier. Yeah, if we only got to put in 100, and there's just 50 of us, well, that's cool, huh? That's $5,000. Initially, and then we could put in that a month as a household, $5,000 a month, man, into this trust. So we start off with $5,000, and then we could put $5,000 a month from putting $100 in a household or 50 of us in our family. Man, we could start buying a chunk of this America, this for sale. We could start doing the industries that we going to work for. We could create an industry for ourselves. We all got gifts and talents that we want to do. And we could sit at home and make everything and grow stuff and sell to the world. Because we got it, because the buying power. But if it's just one of you, you're going to continue to struggle. If it's just your household, you're going to continue to struggle. Then you're going to have to go to somebody else outside of you and outside of your family to ask for something, to borrow, to get a loan, to borrow, to pay the high interest rate, to pay back, to put yourself in more bondage where you can't leave nobody nothing. It's been going on for generation and generation. We ain't leaving nobody jack diddly. Then you want the youth to come up on their own. Well, hell, you didn't leave them nothing. They got to figure it out because you didn't figure it out. We supposed to be the trailblazers and figure it out. We supposed to figure it out for them. What we bringing seeds into this, what we bringing children into this world for? If we ain't got it already mapped out and figured out for them as far as up to that point, why they got to go start over from the same beginning we started from and come up and go through it and learn like that? We're not educating them. We're not giving them no economic sense. We're not teaching them the right thing. We're putting them, we so busy toiling and struggling that we put them in front of YouTube. We put them in front of the videos, and that's what's raising them. Then we say, oh, they out of control, man, and they want these old 100-old Jordans who they ain't even working for, and you buying them these shoes and Jordans and all this stuff, haven't taught them nothing about working. You know, they could have been had a hustle. They could have been had some little penny machines growing up young. Could have been had some quarter machines at the stores young. You could have been investing in stuff like that. You've been had that kind of money that ran through your hands. But no, you so busy out flossing in the world. You so busy wanting people to see you, thinking that you're doing something. See, we want to look good outside, but the inside is all bad. See, we got to clean the house up. We got the money. It's showing that. We just uninformed on what to do, and we don't trust self and kind. You got to come together. If you don't trust self and kind, that means you need to look in the mirror. That means you don't trust yourself. If you don't trust self and kind, because that means everybody that look like you, you despise, including the ones in your house. So you got to start forming, build the bond in the household first. Form the bond in the house first. That's going to spread your love out for the kinsmen outside of the house, the rest of the clan. If you can't have the peace and love and then truth and freedom and all that stuff inside the house and build this bond up inside the house, this demonstration, this example inside your household, so other people could see your light and see, man, they got that family, man. I don't like that, how they, man, love, understanding, educating, studying, spending our time on that type of stuff. Not on foolishness all day. What you put in is what is going to come out. As a man thinketh, so shall he be. The truth shall set you free. But where's the truth? You got to go find it. You got to search under them rocks. Dig deep in the ground. High and low. You might got to fish for it. But you got to get on the truth. And that's, like I said, that's what's holding us back. So these things we got to form and we got to build. We got to build together. We got to build a bond, put our coins together. That's how we overcome this. Like I said, if it's just you by yourself, it's hard. But if it's four of y'all, then y'all can put that money together. Y'all can put that money together and turn it into assets. You could turn that fake Monopoly money into assets. You put it into the right thing. Older people, y'all got to get out the way. That's why the Prophet Noble Drew Ali told us, man, listen, the old got to get out the way and sit behind us. Because the new people now go take these ideas and run with it. The new people see. The youth. Yeah, get out the way with your, everybody can get along. Yeah, you get along, but you got to understand. You got to get the understanding first. You got to know what went on in order to get along. And you got to make sure if I'm getting along with somebody that they playing fair, that's the only thing I'm getting along with. If you're trying to do me, you're trying to sue me, or whatever you're trying to do. Yeah, you're trying to do me, then we're not getting along. If you're just trying to keep me down and hold me down and charge me high interest rates and don't play fair with me, you getting this for a nickel and charging me $10, I can't get down with that. You know? So that's why you got to start understanding who you are and what the power does. So, like I said, you could get 10 family members. 10 family members. Hey, y'all start something together. Let's start this fund. I just passed up two opportunities in the last month, two properties in one and then one property. But like that stuff for me comes. But the sad part was about it that my relatives and family are not on point. They just want to keep struggling and going through it. And it's like, you got to come to the table and understand. So I guess I'm going to have to do a set up a conference and see who will come to the Zoom video, who will come. Or who not, who just go sit back. Hey, it's time for people to be men and women to come together as a nation. Man, forget all that which you're squandering or what's in your mind and what you think about the next person and what you feel. Man, real man time is standing up, getting your nation back together. Your family is a nation. Each family is a nation of people with a pedigree and a bloodline. And we just run around here loose-knit. Oh, that's my kinfolk. That's my cousin. It ain't even nothing. You ain't even nothing. You know, no family business. Your name ain't nothing. Ain't leaving no legacy on top of the planet. Money, how many people on top of the planet that's doing nothing? Your name just nothing. The only reason people know you because it's hella y'all. Y'all just fucking like rabbits. Having more little niggas that ain't doing nothing, that ain't passing on no legacy, that ain't building on what was left before them. This is about Legos, man. Building blocks, Voltron, Transformer. Yeah, all the pieces got to clack, 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 so you could build one. You think you're going to do it by yourself, and you ain't leaving nothing. No legacy. And you think your name is something. Oh, I'm a woo-to-woo. I'm woo-to-woo. Your name is bogus. Al Boo-Boo. Your name ain't nothing. You ain't leaving nothing. You ain't left Jack Diddley. My people ain't left Jack Diddley before me. Ain't nothing. Anything they had, they tried to sell and get off. Nobody left nobody Jack Diddley. You got to get you something and have it set up where nobody could get rid of it. Where it passed on, your people be able to benefit from it. They have something. They come into the world. They have something. They have equity. They have buying power. Trust, baby. That's right. They have buying power because you didn't put stuff down. Hell, I live low. Hell, I had a chance. All y'all in y'all late 30s and 40s and stuff out there talking about how you chasing the bag, man, you better understand what you chasing. You chasing for future generations behind you. Quit trying to be in your floss mode. You had a chance. If you ain't on to the on to the on right now, then hell, that means you blew it. Now you got to learn from your mistakes and make sure that the people come behind you is on to the on to the on. Because you could put a little up. If you got a child, hell, by the time they're 18, the time they could get out on their own, or 15 if you want them to get out on their own, you could have a bag for them now. They could have a bag. Because that means you had 16 years to put it down every month. To put some down for them, to put different stocks and different stuff down for them. When not only they have money, but they got gold certificates. They got silver trust. You know, they got different stuff. When they come in 16 years, they own it. That just took you putting the tools and fuel. Quit having so many children. Just one. Just have one. And all your struggling every month go into that boy or that little girl. I don't care if it's $100, $200, but it's flipping because it's going into shit that's doubling. In 20 years, it's growing interest for 30 years. That's how they grew generational wealth. They took out bonds every month of your life in your name. Every month of your life in $50 denominations all the way up to $10,000. And they get them at, like a lot of them, they get at half price, half of the value. So if you could get a $10,000 bond for $5,000 and in 20 years it gains the face value, shit, you flipped your money, and then it grows interest for 30 years. That is wealth. They doing that every month, not just one time. Oh, I bought a $10,000 certificate for my child, man, for $5,000 and shit. In 20 years, it's going to be $10,000. Huh? I left them that. That ain't shit you left. Oh, I left them $30,000 for it. That ain't shit. They doing this. They buying that bond every month. Since you've been born, I wouldn't track this. They're buying that every month. So if you can do that every month, if you could go buy your child a $1,000 bond for $500 every month, if you could go spend $500, you got it. Leaf press on nails, your hair done. Oh, we got on Gucci. I don't even know the name of the shoes other than Gucci and Louis. That's the stuff that I know, the old school stuff. I don't really, the other stuff. Yeah, Balenciaga, anything they come out with and tell you to sell, you go sell for them. Would take $500 and get $1,000 in 20 years, but you do that every month. So for 12 months, you gain $500 every month. See, you don't see it like that. You gain $500 a month for your child. That's $6,000 a year. And in 20 years, the face value will come on it. You're going to get the $1,000, but it's going to grow interest. For 30 years, it grows interest. You putting up $6,000 a year for your child, but it's $12,000 really because you invested $6,000. But in the 20 years when it reached the value, so it's really $1,000 a month. See what I'm saying? You putting up $6,000 for them, but it's really $12,000. Now, 10 years, $12,000 is what, $120 plus interest. Y'all ain't getting it like that. Y'all ain't balling like that. See? That's just one example. But see, we too busy. You go give Walmart that money. Walmart ain't giving you shit. You give all these people this stuff all during the month. You got to start sacrificing. So that's what this is about. Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Don't forget to follow us at Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. Like I said, for your do-it-yourself kits, we got them over there. And hit us up also at Legal Empowerment Group 101.com if you want to get some consultation so we could direct you. You want to put a portfolio together for you, put something together, show you some ways to get it, whether it's cryptos, whether it's stocks or whatever. We do all that. We get all those types of subscriptions. So we know a lot of the stuff, the trending stuff where you begin to make money. And believe it or not, I made a lot of nice beneficial moves with the services and that I get to secure. I made a lot of plays and cryptos and stuff over the last year or two, the last 2 years. They was real lucrative. And if I would have knew better, I would have really did better. I would have really been in a better place. But I took some real chances because I see stuff good and it comes to me and I move on it. I take the chance. I can look at stuff and graph it. So graphs is good for me. I can see where place stuff is going and I made some real good plays. So, I'm thinking on this company that I'm going to come out with is really just does that, just really put plays down for the markets because I'm real good at that. So this is what this is about, man. They got a lot of detailed stuff about black consumers. You could go pull it up. You could read it, how much money blacks spending. They're taking outside the house. It does as soon as the black dollar, as soon as we get a dollar, we go spend 98 cents of it outside the hood. That's a proven fact. That's how quick as we get it, we go spend 98 cents of it. All you got to do is look at our children. Shit, every time you get in the car, what they want to do? Go to the store. They want to buy something. See, quick as you get a dollar. Quick as we get a dollar in the black community, that's where it goes. It goes outside of ourselves. So that's what has to stop. And like I said, the blueprint is at home. The blueprint is at home. Understanding that the consumer means a natural person. Understand that it's the United States code and stuff out there y'all can use, like 15 USC. You can use a lot of these United States codes and go find out what a consumer is. Go find out who is the real creditor. Who they really getting the credit from. And you come find out or read the terminology. If you want to hide something from a black, it's in the books. So you got to go study. So you go read the books and you go see, did you the one created the credit? Did you the creditor? So how is people sending you bills for debt? How is people, that's why it's against the law to send you a bill talking about you owe a debt because really you're the creditor. That's why those, the TILAs out there, the Federal Trade and stuff, FICA, Federal Department, all that other stuff, the name FDR, PAC, and all that stuff. My people inside legal empowerment know all that. I read a lot of that stuff, and I see it, and I use the Uniform Commercial Code, and I use the United States Code, and 15 USC, a lot of that stuff, 1692. That stuff helpful. You get the definition and print out, and see, oh, I'm the consumer, but then you're going to be scared to apply it. I can't talk to them folks like that. I can't tell them that. Them folks go cut my light off. Well, hell, let them cut the light off. Hell, if you got the money to pay it, if you ain't got the money to pay it, they're going to cut it off anyway. So, hell, if you could put some language or something on there and then they cut it off and that language is on the instrument and then they didn't apply it to your account that you can't pay them, that they supposed to pay it, shit, then you got a redress in court. You could sue them and get paid more than you owe them to get it turned on in for that violation because the instrument that they put into your account said everything on it. So these are the things that we teach. And we teach you how to move the instrument so you can really start living tax-free because you are tax-exempt, non-obligatory. We're non-obligatory here. We are at home, okay? You're at home, okay? Black people, did they call black people? You're at home, okay? You're aboriginal, and all the tribes are here. Your blood is in there. So you are right at home. Just find out who you is. Search your ancestry. You don't need the DNA test. Ask your mama. Ask her mama. Whoever alive, the eldest, ask who they know, who they remember. What information do they have? What do they got read down? Who came from who? Yeah, that's how you do it. Go trace yourself. See, all our history was written in the Bible, Quran, or whatever books we had. All that getting certificates and register with them people. All that is they put you into commerce. A certificate, man, symbolizes debt. That's what it do. It symbolizes debt. That means it's a debt. It's a bond somewhere. There's some debt created right there. So you got a certificate. So that's what we own. So listen, don't forget to go over to health.info for them donations. Total 100% non-tax deductible, 501c3 corporation, helping earth acquire life and humanity. Trucks on both coasts, on two coasts in the south. One in Texas, and then on East West Coast, California. And they got trucks, and they go hood to hood, and they drop stuff off, electronics, supplies, whatever the people donate, they drop it off. They definitely drop it off. Now, that don't mean employees, and they don't have to get them something. Yeah, of course. Hell, they work for the company, and that's what they do. They get some donations, but they go give all that stuff out to the people. that stuff will go to the people, and you will see it, and people will get it. And hell, if one person got something, it was more than somebody that didn't give somebody something. So that's what this is about, putting out there. So go to health.info. That's health, the word like healthcare. And that's, you have to spell it with the dashes in between each word, because that's how the website is set up. So it'll be health-e-a-l-t-h.info. And again, that's health.info. That's health-e-a-l-t-h.info. You could do a one time, you could do a weekly, you could do a monthly, you could be anonymous, you could leave your name, but you will get a receipt, and it is 100% tax deductible. So at the same time, while you're helping out somebody, you'll be able to get that back. That's how the corporation do. You see a person gave out all these money with these million, oh, they gave, donated to this charity. Yeah, they're going to get that back. Tax write-off. They got to spend some money so they won't get their money, won't get taxed. So that's what this is about. Give you some tips, help you out. Hey, thank y'all for sliding in from all around the globe. Hey, man, we and appreciate y'all. Tell a friend. I'll stay more consistent, and you guys start tapping in more consistent. So I want to start off with the folks in Malaysia. Man, peace and love to all the kinsmen, to all the family out there. Thank you for listening to Suleiman Bey, the Morning Drip on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know if I have to check y'all time to see. It might not be morning drip time out there. Y'all might not be dripping. It might not be morning. Yeah, but it is the morning drip, man. I thank you for checking in or going through the archives or whatever it is. In China, too, I want to thank all my kin folks over there. I want to thank all my kin folks over there on the wall, man, on the gray wall, man. Appreciate y'all for coming through to your relatives, man, and spread the word out there. Spread the word so they can come through and see Suleiman Bey make this the number one show out there. Don't forget the Czech Republic. Man, peace and love to the Czech Republic. Man, they listening all in between, man. Y'all all in between. I see you here on the map. And I just want to thank y'all for listening in to me, to all my relatives there. Man, peace and love to y'all. Be safe. Stay vigilant. Right? Same thing with Denmark. Peace and love to the Denmark and the Netherlands. Thank y'all for enjoying the Suleiman Bey Show. Please tell a friend. In the UK and Ireland, man, peace and love to all the folks out there. Y'all keep coming through. And we're going to be giving you more information and start opening up more for the call-ins and all that. We're going to start doing that on Friday. Peru, South America, to my South Al Moroccans, peace and love to y'all down there. You know how we're doing it. Eh? We are riding in the Al Morocco. In the Americas, to the rest of the Americas, United States, Canada, and Alaska, man, thank y'all. So I just appreciate that so much, man. Just y'all coming through, something like that, because we all kin folks, and we all just trying to get an understanding. So with that, we're just coming to the conclusion. Like I said, we got a lot of buying power. We got to work together. We got to pool our resources. We got to put an economic plan together. Just start at home and see how that works. It's going to take some time. It's going to take 2 years. It's going to take it's a plan. It's not something that happened online. You got to put down plan. You got to do steps to get it rolling first. First, you got to put steps down to get it rolling. I can't believe people just think we so instant gratification. Oh, Michael, everything quick. Now, first, you got to think about the plan. Then you got to start working and put the plan down for it to start running. See, so you got to give yourself, okay, I got to put the plan down. It's going to take me 6 months to a year to start getting to it to start running smooth. So the first 6 months, you know, you're working a lot of stuff out. Then it might take 6 months, a year before you start really getting it smooth and going. See, it take time. And then it might take 2 years for that for you really to start seeing actually a profit. You might have been working. It might have been stuff been happening. You barely just getting by. But it might take 2 years for you to actually start seeing, bam, it's coming in where I'm actually making a profit now. I'm paying stuff. But you got to stick to it. You got to stick to the script. You got to believe in what you got going on, and you got to do that. And that's what it's about. A lot of times, oh, we give up, then we start going back to the same bullshit, thinking about going back to our old vomit, and it doesn't work like that. You know, you got to grab onto stuff. You got to study more. You got to apply more. Just like sports and stuff. Hell, you can have a gift and a talent, but if you don't hone it and you don't work on it, you're not going to get any better. You just going to be gifted and couldn't got better, but there's people out there that's going to work on it to be talented. You got to work on it. Practice makes perfect. So it's the same thing with everything else. You got to read. You got to study. This is years, y'all. This is years of stuff that's been applied to us. This is years of not reading. I'm talking about hundreds of years of not reading and not studying, not knowing stuff. So it's not going to help it happen overnight. And one person can't do it on their own. It takes the family. You got to delegate it to people. You got to tell people, hey, read this book, read this. I need you to get on this. I need you to get on that. This is what's going to make us a whole. We need to study this. Study this Black Law Dictionary. Study this Constitution. Study these Articles of Confederation. Study why this happened. Study that so you can see. So we can see, and then we can start working together and buying this stuff. This stuff ain't coming up, $12,000. To $15,000 over here, own the finance, and I be coming across all kinds of stuff. Man, got to get people on board. We can own a lot of this land. You know, we can own this stuff. Then coming back, just realizing who you are as a nation, as a people, as indigenous Americans, as Aboriginal Americans, that's big because you got land allotment. You got resources under the land. That's where the real wealth at. That's where you go get your resources. Then you got to worry about a bag. If you just come home and say who you are, you one of the tribes, you one of the original people. If you just come home and recognize and say who you is and declare and proclaim that, then a lot of your woes will go away. And you can take it further and nationalize your family and come in as a whole and then have this piece of this earth as your own. So that means, oh, quit thinking about just yourself and your immediate family. Think about your whole family with your name and your family tree. Think about if it's 100 of y'all, 200 of y'all, 1,000 of y'all. Think if you got a big family like I do and you got 1,000 of y'all. Man, then y'all come together as one nation. You know the buying power in that? You know the collective bargaining in that? You know how much land we will have and be allotted and resources that we can pull together? Yeah. Do you know it's different stuff that, yeah, we'll be getting royalties for stuff that's a part of treaties that's been where our people got land from our ancestors, and we might can't get it now because people are on top of it or they doing something with it, but royalties come out of that. Hell, if it's 1,000 of us and our families getting royalties from the same stipends that coming in that's going into our national treasury for us to build, don't think about that because a lot of the natives get checks every month from the casinos and different royalties and oil and coal and tin and copper. Gold and silver and magnesium and all the stuff that the earth produces that we too blacked out to understand. That's where the real wealth at. So that's what this is about, and getting to understand and nationalize and coming together. We come together as a tribe, just your family, our name, our whole family tree, through our mom and all that stuff, our grandmom and all that stuff. Yeah, our family name, boom, through the woman, nationality. We just start building all our kinsmen, and we put them all on the same name. We natural people tap into the land. Yeah, we go proclaim to them. We go to the governors and then proclaim to us. Yeah, 1,000 of us come here. Yeah, we are the Wu-Tu-Wu Nation. Yeah, this is our family right here. Got our whole history. Got our whole paperwork right here. This is who we is. They have to recognize us as who we are. We have to get what's ours. That's how you come home. Again, you're on Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip of Suleiman Bey. Again, don't forget to check us out at those other forums. We appreciate you. Don't forget to go to Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. That's the one for us, Instagram at Legal Empowerment Group. That's for your do-it-yourself kits. The do-it-yourself kits. We got a lot of those on there, the e-books, to help you out with different stuff, what I'm talking about right now, business formation and all that. So please go through and check that out. Let's see. Also, go to... Legal Empowerment Group 101.com if you want to get some consultation, if you want to sit down and really put down a blueprint for you for your business or your personal credentials. We can work that out too and put you on point. Like I said, the consultation, hey, we could write that off on the nonprofit side because we do have a nonprofit vehicle. So we could write that on the nonprofit side so you would get that back. But you're going to get blessed with the game that's going to put you ahead. It really is, because understanding, having knowledge, and knowing something is the key. If you knew better, you do better. So check us out there, and then check us out at queenkitty.net for the feminine hygiene. It's Tay Bay. She should be on here soon, and give y'all some new updates. That's queenkitty.net, queenkitty.net, and queenkitty at Instagram. And, follow us those spots. So, and health.info for the donations, y'all. That's health, helping us acquire life through humanity, but the acronym is health, like the word healthcare. So it's h-e-a-l-t-h.info. Man, show my followers the best, man. Show my followers how y'all flood that scene in so we can get these donations. So we can post up to you what we doing with the work, what we doing with the money, how them trucks move. Yeah, let us show them how them trucks move, man. Y'all donate to us at health.info. That's h-e-a-l-t-h.info. Monthly, weekly, anonymous. You can put your name, total 100% tax deductible. And you can check that up through the website, through the states. Thank y'all for coming through on Blog Talk Radio with the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Stay tuned for more news that you can use. Man, if it is the will of the Creator, the highest force, then we'll be back. We'll be with you soon. Peace and love, man. Y'all stay tuned. Tell a friend.